The information within this program is challenging, thought-provoking, sometimes controversial. We are sure you'll agree that it is also, in the truest sense of the word, remarkable.
Is that all you mean? No.
Ja, nå vi tilbake igjen, endelig Radiofri.com fra Store Ståpek Studio I Nesodden
Radiofri.com
Radiofri.com, ja
Husk det, og e-postadressen vår radio at radiofri.com Pana Ikke meningen å banne på radio, men jeg måtte bare høre det
Så det ingen som får med seg noen ting Og I dag har vi supertema
Baller
Så det forrige var barnslig, hvor tror han at det her blir? Dette her skal vi ha, faktisk. Vi skal ha det. Så bare ring inn, still spørsmål, kos dere, snakkes.
Do you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
Grønnfink. If you hate evil, then beware of your conception of the word. Hate is restrictive. It narrows down your perception. It is indeed a dark glass that shadows all of your experience. You will find more and more to hate and bring the hated elements into your own experience. If you expand your sense of love, of health, and existence, then you are drawn in this life and in others toward those qualities. Again, because they are those upon which you concentrate.
Livet.
Ja, og det er også Jan Geberg, vi har i baggrunden.
Ja.
Det er en smooth jazz.
En smooth jazz.
En udgave, ja. Og
du, Stian.
Ja.
Og Øyvind. Vi var på en lille samling med Ryge i dag. Og det var mig og small menneske down there. Så nu hører vi lidt mere i Angar Barek. Så nu ses vi senere.
I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, but we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolute clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, building that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it, or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out to the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
So when you're looking at that thing you want and you're saying yes to it, you're activating a thought. And the law of attraction is responding to that thought and bringing you things that match that. But when you are looking at something that you do not want and you shout no at it, you're actually not pushing it away. Instead, you're activating the very thought of what you do not want, and now law of attraction is lining those things up for you also. This is a universe that is based upon attraction. Everything is about attraction.
The law of attraction is always working, whether you believe it or understand it or not. It's always working.
You might be thinking about the past or the present or the future, but whether you're remembering or observing or imagining, still in that process you are activating thought. And law of attraction, which is the most powerful law in the universe, is responding to your thought.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
Law of attraction says, we'll give you whatever it is you say and focus on. And so if you're complaining about how bad it is, what you're creating is more of how bad it is.
Oh, look, I caught that.
A symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the powers that have been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn nine today. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up, to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn nine today. As music played, it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. Stands for law, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love. the rain is queen. No milk today. It wasn't always so. The company was gay. We turn nine today.
Og fikk akkurat tekstmelding her nå. Lille Jonas kom til verden klokken 21.07. 54 centimeter lang og 3870 gram. Alt står bra til med oss alle tre. Da må jeg bare si kjempestore gratulasjoner til Monica Amund. Det var fett. Det var deilig å høre.
Ja. Gratulerer så mye. Det var deilig å høre.
So we may be very positive in our outlook and orientation, and we tend to attract positive people and positive events and circumstances. We may be very negative in our orientation or very angry, in which case we tend to attract negative angry people and negative angry circumstances.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness.
Nei, nå har vi diskutert litt og finnet ut at faen, vi må jo dedikere en sang til den der lille nyskapningen.
Ja, vi hadde tenkt å gå rett på nytt intervju.
Nei, ikke intervju, men bare prater vi så lavt, du må prate
høyt.
Du må prate så høyt, for da brenger det. Du må prate moderat.
Du må prate moderat, sånn at det mulig. Det utrolig vanskelig med den der lille MP3.
Jonas, her skal du få høre litt Bjørk fra Radio Fri til deg.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscapes. They pass on me. The riddle gets solved, and you push me up to this state of. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel. Push me up to this state of.
We may be very positive in our outlook and orientation, and we tend to attract positive people and positive events and circumstances. We may be very negative in our orientation, or very angry, in which case we tend to attract negative angry people and negative angry circumstances.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
If you look very carefully, when it comes to the secret, the power of our mind, the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
You see law of attraction evidenced in your society when you see that the one who speaks most of illness has it. When you see that the one who speaks most of prosperity has it. Law of attraction is evident everywhere around you, if you are understanding what it is. It has to do with you being a magnet, attracting thought, attracting people, attracting events, attracting lifestyle. Indeed, everything that you bring into your experience, you bring because of this powerful law of attraction.
I mean, I'm not talking to you from the point of view of just wishful thinking or imaginary craziness. I'm talking to you from a deeper, basic understanding. Quantum physics really begins to point to this discovery. It says that you can't have a universe without mind entering into it, that the mind is actually shaping the very thing that is being perceived.
Now, if you don't understand it, doesn't mean you should reject it. You don't understand electricity, probably. First of all, no one even knows what electricity is, and yet you enjoy the benefits of it. Do you know how it works? I don't know how it works, but I do know this, that you can cook a man's dinner with electricity, and you can also cook the man.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. Two things they need to be aware of. One, it has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought. So that eliminates a degree of worry right there.
You live in a reality where there is this buffer of time, and truly that serves you. You're really not wanting to be in an environment where your thoughts manifest immediately. The evidence is long in coming, and that is really a good thing.
So you want to become aware of your thoughts, you want to choose your thoughts carefully, and you want to have fun with this, because you are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you, and you do it with your thoughts.
The leaders in the past who had the secret wanted to keep the power and not share the power. So they kept people ignorant of the secret. People went to work, they did their job, they came home. They were on a treadmill with no power because the secret was kept in the few.
We live in a universe in which there are laws. Just as there's a law of gravity, if you fall off a building, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person, you're going to hit the ground.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush, that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You know, you're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract it. And this is one of the hardest concepts to get. But once you've accepted it, it's life transforming. This is part of the overall giant secret here.
And most of us attract by default. We just think that we don't have any control over it. Our thoughts are on autopilot, our feelings are on autopilot, and so everything is just brought to us by default.
Now, if this is your first time to hear this, it may feel like, oh, I have to now monitor my thoughts. This is going to be a lot of work. It will seem like that at first, but that's where the fun begins.
We do not encourage that you try to monitor your thoughts.
that will sort of make you crazy. There are so many thoughts coming to you from so many different directions about so many different subjects. That's where your emotional guidance system comes in. Your emotions, your emotional guidance system is what helps you to understand what you're thinking.
So your thoughts cause your feelings.
The emotions are this incredible gift that we have to let us know what we're attracting.
There are only two emotions from our perspective. One feels good and one feels bad. You call them all sorts of different things, but essentially, all of those negative emotions, whether you call it guilt or anger or frustration, all feel much the same. They do not feel good. And all of those are guidance saying that which you are thinking about right now is not in line with what you are really wanting.
On another level, it's called bad frequency or bad vibes or whatever you want to call it.
The one that feels good, that feeling of hope or happiness or love, that good feeling, that positive emotion, is guidance saying that which you are thinking right now is in alignment with what you are wanting.
So it's really so simple. It's right there. The answer is, what am I attracting right now? How do you feel? I feel good. Well, good. Keep doing that.
Our feelings are a feedback mechanism to us about whether we're on track or not, whether we're on course or off course.
The better you feel, the more in alignment you are. The worse you feel, the more out of alignment you are. What you are doing as you are moving through the variety of your day-to-day experience is you are offering thoughts that are literally formulating your future experience. And you can tell by the way you feel if the things that you are moving toward will please you when you get there. Whatever it is you are feeling is a perfect reflection of what is in the process of becoming.
And you're getting exactly what you're feeling about, not so much what you're thinking about. That's why people, if they stub their toe out of bed, they tend to spiral.
Today, the inquiry into police corruption.
The whole day goes like that, you know. They have no clue that a simple shifting of their emotions can change their entire day and life. If you start out having a good day and you're in that particular happy feeling, as long as you don't allow something to change your mood, you're going to continue to attract, by the law of attraction, more situations, circumstances, people that sustain that happy feeling. Good days, bad days, rich get richer, poor get poorer. It's all about what these people are predominantly and continually feeling.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
So basically what you focus on with thought and feeling is what you attract into your experience, whether or not it's something you want.
What you think and what you feel and what manifests is always a match, every single time, no exception.
It's hard to swallow. But when we can begin to open ourselves up to that, the ramifications are awesome. It means that whatever thought has done in your life, it can be undone through a shift in your awareness.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good and are to keep bringing you up higher and higher.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby. Maybe one you love. And dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
this principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life. What a gift that is.
Ask me what their job is in the creative process and what the job of the universe is. So let's look at that for a moment.
Let's use this metaphor. If you think about Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of that one. I mean, Aladdin picks up the lamp and he dusts it off, and out pops the genie. Genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
If you trace the story back to its origins, you know, we now think that there's three wishes, but if you trace the story back to its origins, there's absolutely no limit whatsoever to the wishes. Think about that one. Now, let's take this metaphor and blow it out and apply it to you and your life. Remember, Aladdin is the one who always asks for what he wants. Then you've got the universe at large, which is this grand genie, and traditions, you know, have called it so many different things. Your holy guardian angel, your higher self. I mean, we could put any label on it, and you choose the one that works best for you. But every tradition has told us there's something bigger than us. And a genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
So we like to say to you that the creative process is a three-step process. Step one is you must ask for what you want. You do not need to use words to ask. In fact, the universe is not even hearing words from you. The universe is responding completely to your thoughts.
What do you really want? Sit down and write it out on a piece of paper. Write it in the present tense. You might begin by writing, I am so happy and grateful now that, and then explain how you want your life to be in every area.
And this is really fun. This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy.
The second step is answer, an answer to what you're asking. And that is not your work in your physical form. The universe will do that step for you. All of the universal forces are responding to the thoughts that you have set into motion.
Your wish is my command.
And the universe will start to rearrange itself to make it happen for you.
Most of us have never allowed ourselves to want what we truly want because we can't see how it's going to manifest.
If you do just a little research, it is going to become evident to you that anyone that ever accomplished anything did not know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it.
You don't need to know how it's going to come about. You don't need to know how the universe will rearrange itself.
You don't know how. It'll be shown to you. You will attract the way.
So then our friends say, something must be going terribly wrong because I know I am asking. So where's my stuff? And we say, you are asking. You are completing step one. You can't help but do that. The universe is answering every time, no exception. But there is another step that you must understand. And it is called step three, which is the receiving step, which means you must bring yourself into alignment with what you're asking for. When you're in alignment with what you want, you feel wonderful. That's what enthusiasm is. That's what joy is. That's what appreciation is. That's what that feeling of passion is. But when you are feeling despair or fear or anger, those are strong indicators that you are not right now in alignment with what you're asking for. And so when you begin to realize that the way you feel is everything, and you begin to direct your thoughts based upon how they feel, little by little, you can find the feeling place of it, and now you are one with it, and now it must manifest into your experience.
And when you turn that fantasy into a fact, you're in the position to build bigger and better fantasies. And that, my friend, is the creative process.
The methods, the secret methods behind all of the religions, were meant to lead man into a realm of understanding that existed apart from the symbols and the stories. Lead him into inner realizations that would take him both within and without the physical world that he knew. There are many manuscripts, still not discovered, from old monasteries, particularly in Spain, that tell of underground groups within religious orders who kept these secrets alive when other monks were copying old Latin manuscripts. There were tribes who never learned to write in Africa and Australia who also knew these secrets, and men called speakers who memorized them and spread them upward, even throughout northern portions of Europe, before the time of Christ. There have been less than 30 great speakers. The Christ entity was one. The Buddha was another. These speakers are as active when they are non-physical as when they are physical. the Christ entity had many reincarnations before the emergence of the Christ personality as known, as did the Buddha. The original source of the speaker data is the inner knowledge of the nature of reality that is within each individual. The speakers are to keep the information alive in physical terms, to see that men do not bury it within and dam it up, to bring the information to the attention of the conscious self. The Druids obtained some of their concepts from speakers, so did the Egyptians. The speakers predated the emergence of any religions that you know, and the religions of the speakers arose spontaneously in many scattered areas, then grew like wildfire from the heart of Africa and Australia. There was one separate group in an area where the Aztecs dwelled at a later date, though the landmass was somewhat different then, and some of the lower cave dwellings at times were underwater. Various bands of the speakers continued through the centuries. Because they were trained so well, the messages retained their authenticity. They believed, however, that it was wrong to set words into written form, and so did not record them. The speakers, singly, existed in your Stone Age period and were leaders. Their abilities helped the cavemen survive. There was little physical communication, however, in those days between the various speakers, and some were unaware of the existence of the others. Their message was as pure and undistorted as possible. It was for this reason, however, through the centuries, that many who heard it translated it into parables and tales. Now, strong portions of Jewish scriptures carry traces of the message of these early speakers, but even here, distortions have hidden the messages. Since consciousness forms matter, and not the other way around, then thought exists before the brain and after it. A child can think coherently before he learns vocabulary, but he cannot impress the physical universe in its terms. So this inner knowledge has always been available, but has to become physically manifest, literally made flesh.
Hallo. Nå har vi et nytt innspill fra en ivrig lytter, og han kaller seg for Johnny Jazz. Og Johnny Jazz, han lurer på, hva med intelligent design? Hvordan det vi stiller oss til dette her, Stian? Slutt med Darwin-tullet ut.
Ja, vi I redaksjonen, vi velger å ikke svare på det.
Det sånn geir grusomme.
Ja, vi tror ikke våre lyttere klare for å høre hva vi mener enda, så... Men,
men det bevissthet I det meste. Ja, det kommer vi I hvert fall være enige om.
Vi bare fokuserer på det her nå, og så tar vi det senere. Det kommer vi tilbake til.
Hva kommer nå?
Nå det en ny låt.
Stue. Lekestue?
Action will sometimes be required, but if you're really doing it in line with what the universe is trying to deliver, it's going to feel joyous, you're going to feel so alive, time will just stop, you could do it all day.
The universe likes speed.
Don't delay. Don't second guess. Don't doubt. When the opportunity's there, when the impulse is there, when the intuitive nudge from within is there, act. That's your job. And that's all you have to do.
You will attract everything that you require. If it's money you need, you'll attract it. If it's people you need, you'll attract it. If it's a certain book you need, you'll attract it. You've got to pay attention to what you're attracted to.
Yes. I want her to be blonde. I want her to have no history of retardation in family. If possible, she must have plow experience. And she must have a good physique. And she must be tight, like a man's anus.
Okay, attractive.
Because as you hold images of what you want, you're going to be attracted to things, and they're going to be attracted to you. But it literally moves into physical reality with and through you. And it does that by law.
You can start with nothing. And out of nothing, and out of no way, a way will be made.
Think of this. A car driving through the night, the headlights only go 100 to 200 feet forward. And you can make it all the way from California to New York driving through the dark, because all you have to see is the next 200 feet. And that's how life tends to unfold before us. And if we just trust that the next 200 feet will unfold after that, the next 200 feet will unfold after that, your life will keep unfolding, and it will eventually get you to the destination of whatever it is you truly want, because you want it.
Life can be absolutely phenomenal, and it should be, and it will be, when you start using The Secret.
Señoras, señores, mi corazón. Mi corazón. Mi corazón. Mi corazón me lleva hacia lo hondo, hacia lo hondo.
Yeah.
Vi går litt tilbake til den der mysteriske lytteren vår, som heter... Hva heter han igjen?
Johnny Gask.
Johnny Jazz. Vi vet den der Big Johnny Jazz. Uansett, jeg lurer litt på når disse radiofrisendingene klare. Og de klare når dere klare for de. Og da, I den forbindelse... setter vi opp en liten mailingliste nå og alle som har lyst til å være med på den kan sende mail til oss på radio@radiofri.com
Size is it's nothing to the universe it is no more difficult to attract on a scientific level something that we consider huge to something that we consider infinitesimally small
even though I am a big like a can of Pepsi
it doesn't matter
the universe does everything it does with zero effort Grass doesn't strain to grow. It's effortless. It's just this great design. It's all about what's going on up here. It's about what we put in place, saying this is big, it's going to take some time. This is small, oh, I'll give it an hour. You know, those are our rules that we define. There are no rules according to the universe. You provide the feelings of having it now, it will respond. Some people have an easier time with little things, and so we sometimes say, well, start with something small, like a cup of coffee. Make it your intention to attract a cup of coffee today.
Hold an image of talking to an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time. Somehow or another, somebody's going to start talking to you about that person. That person's going to phone you or you'll get a letter from them.
People are amazed how that I line up car parks. And I've done this right from when I first understood the secret. And I would visualize a car space exactly where I want it. And 95% of the time it would be there for me. And I'd just pull straight in. 5% of the time I have to wait just a minute or two and the person would pull out and I'd pull in. So I do that all the time.
A lot of people feel stuck or in prison or confined by their current circumstances. And I'm trying to point out that whatever your circumstance is right now, that is only your current reality. And current reality will begin to change as a result of watching this and beginning to use the secret.
But sometimes it feels like you're stuck because you continue to think the same thoughts over and over again. And so you tend to get the same results over and over again. And the reason is because most people offer the majority of their thought in response to what they are observing. You see, if you're just looking at what is, then you're just thinking about what is. And when you think about what is, law of attraction gives you more of it. And then if you just observe what is, then you're just thinking about what is. And law of attraction gives you more of what is. And then if you just observe, well, we've been over this, haven't we? You have to find a way that you are approaching what is through a different vantage point.
Most people look at their current state of affairs and they say, this is who I am. That's not who you are. That's who you were. You see, if you look at your current state of affairs right now, let's say, for instance, that you don't have a lot of money in your bank account, or you don't have the relationship that you want, or your health and fitness isn't up to par. That's not who you are. That's the residual outcome of your past thoughts and actions. So we're constantly living in this residual, if you will, of the thoughts and the actions we've taken in the past. When you look at your current state of affairs and define yourself by that, then you doom yourself to have nothing more than the same in the future.
Is the result of what you have thought.
Okay, what can you do right now to begin to turn your life around? I'll tell you two or three things. Start making a list of things to be grateful for. Start with that, because this shifts your energy. It starts to shift your thinking. Where before this exercise, you might be focusing on what you don't have, and you might be focusing on your complaints, and you might be focusing on whatever the problems are. When you do this exercise, you start to go in a different direction. You start to be grateful for all the things that you feel good about.
I like play table tennis. I like shoot dog.
I like Snoop Dogg.
Shoot dog. Shoot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Should I tell people that I am good at sex?
No. women in America feel that any act of sex, be it oral, physical,
what do you mean oral? I like it in the mouth.
But
very
that's what we're talking about. Women in America feel that any act of sex with somebody else.
Gratitude is absolutely the way to bring more into your life.
Every man knows that when his wife's appreciating him for the little things he does, what does he want to do? He wants to do more. It's always about appreciation. It pulls things in. It attracts support.
I've said for many years that whatever we think about and thank about, we bring about.
Because that's that feeling that you have to have, you know. And so for me, it's been such a powerful exercise every morning to get up and say thank you. Every morning when I feed it the floor, thank you. And then I start running through what I'm grateful for as I'm going to brush my teeth and do the things I do in the morning. And I'm not just thinking about them and doing some rote routine, but I'm putting it out there and I'm feeling the feelings of gratitude.
Because as soon as you start to feel differently about what you already have, you will start to attract more of the good things, more of the things you can be grateful for. Because you can look around and say, well, look, I don't have the car I want. I don't have the house I want. I don't have the health I want. I don't have the spouse I want. Whoop, back up, back up. Those are all the things you don't want. Focus on what you already have that you're grateful for. And it might be you have the eyes to watch this. It might be the clothes that you have. Yes, you might prefer something else, and you might get something else pretty soon if you start feeling grateful for what you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the Soul for Sound part one. Now, part two, are you ready? Do you want to hear? Part two, are you ready? Do you want to hear? Part two, are you ready? Do you want to hear? Part two, are you ready? Do you want to hear?
Just a woman to my mother. Before I was born. Got a poor child for her, and the world's gonna know that my black hair's gone, got my mojo too. If all you can win, I'm gonna mess with you.
Da nærmer vi oss slutten av denne sendingen. Dritslesk liksom.
Radiofri.com. Dere trodde kanskje at det her var den beste sendingen noensinne. Men
det var det.
Det den kommer beste. Neste gang. Ja, ja, det den beste
hittil. Men vi kan love at det fra nå så blir bare bedre.
Det det som varemerket Radiofri.com. Vi blir bare bedre og bedre og bedre og bedre og bedre.
Jeg vet ikke hvor bra det blir, vet du. Nei. Det kan vi jo prøve å forestille dere.
Så nå runder vi av. Og vi har hatt det moro. Håper dere har hatt det fint. Så ses vi ikke lenge.
Låta RJD2. Jeg kjenner det som kjenner han, Karl her. We'll be right back.
have to do everything possible to win, you know, no matter what. At the day of the contest, if he comes in his best shape and he's equally as good as I am, or if, let's say, he's a few percent better as I am, I spend with him one night. I go downstairs and book us together in a room, you know, to help him for tomorrow's contest. And that night, he will never forget. I will mix him up. He will come so ready to South Africa, so strong. But by the time the night is over, the next morning, he will be ready to lose. I mean, I will just talk him into that. That's no problem to do, you know. And so all those things, you know, are available. And so if they're available, you might as well use them. So that's why it doesn't matter if he comes in shape or out of shape. If he comes out of shape, at least has less hassle from me, you know. And if he's in shape, fine. I hope he is.